We've got an interview here with Peter from Sacramento Critical Mass that happened on May 27th, 2005, where it was violently attacked by the Sacramento Police Department. He is one of four people who are arrested, and he was charged with a felony, and his other folks are charged with misdemeanors, as well as other folks, I believe, were cited as well. Pete, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, man.
Hey, how you doing, Peter?
Doing pretty good. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate this opportunity to expose what happened last Friday.
So give us a rundown of what happened on May 27th.
Okay, well, basically, you know, we started out with, well, it was a great ride, a decent number. You know, not a great number, but it was a pretty decent number.
Where does it start from in Sacramento?
We started at Cesar Chavez Park.
Okay.
And it was going great. Like, I'd say, like, maybe even closer to an hour. Definitely about 40 minutes. Just a nice ride. You know, there was some aggressive drivers here and there, but for the most part, you know, we all stayed together and let all the drivers know, you know, we're having a ride today.
How many folks were riding?
I'd say close to 40. It was a good, like, high energy bunch. You know, like everybody was like sticking together, and everybody was just really into the ride. You know, so it was a really good group. So we started riding close to six.
6 o'clock. Okay.
So the first cop arrived. Let's say closer to seven. This one cop pulls up to this one intersection that we're crossing. He's at the red light, and we're basically crossing his path. He yells out that he's been getting calls of people throwing bicycles at cars, which was never happening at all. At the most, we were asking cars in a very vocal manner to slow down. There was actually young people in the critical mass this month, so we were asking them, please slow down. There's kids in this bike ride, you know, and any of us adults, you know, we don't want to get hit either, you know. Slow down, you know. There was absolutely no bicycles being thrown at cars, and so then he's basically like, you know, you guys need to calm down. We're, you know, I'm going to start making arrests, and I don't want to do that. And
this
we're
is like, one officer.
This was just one officer
in uniform. Okay.
In his car, yelling out of his window. So a few people say, hey, none of that's going on. So that's basically all that was said. We keep on riding. The car starts almost like basically escorting us, you know, pulls behind us and is following us for, I don't know, maybe almost 15 minutes. At some point, the car, out of a bullhorn, you could barely hear him just with all the noise and everything. What he was saying, like, you know, guys, stay in the right lane. Oh, yeah, just this one officer, there's one officer in one car is following us. And once in a while, he makes this request of keep it in the right lane.
Does anybody know who the officer is? What did he have stripes on? Was he a sergeant or anything like that?
He was absolutely a rookie. I'm not exactly sure
his
ranking, but you could tell because he was the one who made the first arrest. And so it was just so obvious. Well, one, just because of how young he looked. Two, I mean, he looked about my age, you know. Maybe even a little younger. I don't know.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay. Did you see the first arrest? The first, you know,
yeah,
just incident.
I was right
with him?
There. I was right next to the guy.
And what exactly happened with the first arrest?
Basically, what happened, and this was such a catalyst. So we're all stopped at this red light, you know, right at 15th and J, and so the cop comes out of his car, grabs the guy, subdues him for a few minutes and just holds him there for like a few minutes. Wasn't even talking to him. Like, I was standing right there, you know, asking him what he's doing. Like, is he being detained? Is he being arrested? You know, what's the situation? You know, and there was others like totally standing up for the guy, you know, and just questioning the cop. The cop wasn't saying anything at all, just asking us to get back and
it's
get away
still
from the car.
The one officer?
It was just one officer at this point. You know,
okay.
Pretty quickly, officers started coming, but for a good, like, let's say even 5 minutes, there was just this one cop, the same cop that was following us, the same cop who made that request or who made that protest in the very beginning, and we're like, what's he being charged with? You know, then he's like, yeah, he's not being charged, I just want to ask him some questions, and then he kept changing his story, and he's like, yes, he is being charged, he's being arrested, what's he being charged with, I don't know yet, you know, he might just be detained. He just keeps changing his story back and forth.
He's just relaxing in the back of the car there with
totally,
handcuffs
yeah.
on. Yeah,
yeah, he's just there, the cop car is still the cop car. I mean, the light's changing green, red, you know, while the cop car is still right there. Just
blocking traffic.
Blocking traffic, doing a better job of blocking traffic than he said that we were.
So what caused the second arrest? Why did they go out and grab the second person? And then
what happened was, okay, so there was a lot of this back and forth stuff of like people asking what's going on with this first arrest, and then a lot of other cops started coming. Like, I remember there's these two bike cops started coming, and then once all these other cops started coming, they started getting out their batons. They were getting out taser guns. They never actually used the taser guns, but they were getting them out as like a threat, it seemed like. They were getting out pepper spray and never actually used the pepper spray. So they were getting all these, like...
Wait, they did use pepper spray?
No, they never actually used the pepper spray.
Okay.
But they were getting out... But what I'm basically trying to say is they were getting all these, like, threatening weapons.
Ready,
like, trying to pose some type of threat to get everybody off of the street. And pretty quickly after the first arrest and after... Well, I guess I should say pretty quickly after cops started coming, the second person was... technically, I shouldn't say arrested, because there's only two of us arrested. The other two were actually just detained and then later cited. So the next guy that was actually grabbed by the police was the first, I think, of four that was really handled. I mean, the first guy, he was grabbed and then just pulled over the car. So there wasn't any real brutality there. But this second guy, I was right in that area. The guy, you know, totally grabs his arm, twists it around, and pulls it around, and so from what I saw, he was the first guy who was really, you know, brutally handled, you know.
He's paying compliance maybe on him, or
I would say so. That's what it seemed like to me, you know. I mean, or just some random brutality, you know. I mean, in attempts to just grab him and get him where the cop wants him to be, you know.
Did they say anything to him right before they arrested him? Like,
they didn't. Did they say anything to any of us?
Right. They just grabbed you.
They grabbed all four of us, and
at once.
No, I mean it was all pretty spread out. You know what I mean?
Within like second, 15 minutes or
okay,
10.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, at once. It wasn't like. I didn't know what you meant. I thought
right.
You meant like completely right at once. But yeah, it was all right here at this J15th.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't like it happened all throughout the critical mass.
Right.
It all happened right at this J15th.
Like, yeah.
There was nobody getting on the bullhorn saying, you know, okay, this is what's going to happen. I need you all to clear out of the street or else I'm going to start making arrests. Or this is what's going to happen. I need you all to continue the ride or be on the bike lane or be in one lane or else I'm going to start making arrests or anything like that. It was just this... It was just this chaotic scene of this first person being arrested and this rookie cop being this catalyst to, like, oh, it was almost as like he inspired, like, these all these other cops who came later on to just start, like, grabbing
like a virus.
to be violent, basically, for no reason whatsoever. As if there's ever a justified reason for a cop to be violent.
Well, it was like what I said was it's like a virus. It just starts taking off, and they all, yeah, I noticed that. Like they're like a bunch of dominoes that just fall one way. They all just start jumping in and grabbing people.
Exactly. That's a great way of putting it. That's a great analogy for what happened at J15.
Well, tell me, were any of the people involved, like some of the organizers that have been, you know, that are vocal opponents in critical mass, like yourself and maybe other folks? I mean, do you think maybe they grabbed these people for certain reasons?
I don't think so, because I don't think it's been such a familiar situation for them to pinpoint certain individuals. I mean that's a possibility, because, you know, but
are some of them organizers, like with Critical Mass and doing other stuff, you know, bike advocacy and other things?
Yeah, I mean, all of us there, you know, are people who are doing, like, who you can see at Food Not Bombs, you can see here and you can see there, you know, but I mean, But I mean, you know, I don't think it was anything like that at all. I mean, because it was just from the people that were arrested, just from looking at the four of us. You know, I mean, I don't think there was any kind of like, you know, grab the usual suspects or something like that. You know, I think it was really like you said, it was really just this virus. You know, and it was like, you know, these cops just like acting upon that virus and just grabbing, you know. And just singling a few people out, totally. You know what I mean?
So, folks were charged with misdemeanor. Do you know what the charges are? Are they resisting arrest?
Okay, the second two detainees were charged with an infraction.
Okay.
Basically a traffic violation of blocking traffic.
Oh, that's it.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay.
The first guy was charged with a misdemeanor resisting arrest, willfully resisting arrest, which is always such a which I always find to be such a ridiculous charge, because it's like what was the initial complaint? What was the initial situation for him to be resisting arrest in the first place, if he was ever resisting arrest, at all? Because, you know, I mean, from what I, you know, I don't want to go any further, but I mean, that always just seems like a completely ridiculous charge to me, and I'm sure that can be dropped.
And you yourself, you got a felony,
right?
Do you want to talk about that? You don't have to if you don't want to.
Yeah, I guess I could just give everyone like a brief overview of that. I don't want to go
quickly because I'm going to have to go soon. I got another interview coming up, but yeah.
Yeah, just, no problem. Yeah, I'll try to speed that up. You know, but yeah, I don't want to get into any particulars because I mean, but yeah. So after the second two, then I'm completely off the sidewalk by then. I will admit that when the first person was arrested, I did actually. Go up to the cop and like ask him, you know, what's going on with this guy. So I was in the street at this point, but, you know, but my energy level went down. I'm on the sidewalk, totally like just rapping with somebody, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, this cop comes up to me and just grabs my wrist. Doesn't say one word. Doesn't say, you know, you were blocking traffic. If you just stand there, I'm going to cite you. Or if you just let me take you in, I'm gonna cite you for blocking traffic or something. Grabs my wrist and started twisting it around, started manipulating it in many different ways, and I'm asking him, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And he said, submit or I'm gonna drop you. And I'm like looking at him like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And then so he puts his leg out and tries to drop me, and like I step over it. And basically, make a long story short, he's like doing all of this stuff that just makes no sense to me, and pushes me into these bushes, and then like three other cops come. Some people told me at one point there was up to five cops on me, but either way, like they were totally just like pulling me through these bushes and these wood chips, like in this little like landscaped area, and you know, and just dragging me right through there, dragging me through the sidewalk, pushing me into the cop car. Another cop gets from the other side, pulls me through. I hit my head on the other side of the car, like on the like right on the other side of the door. So I was just totally just beat up by these cops, for, you know, and they never once said, you know, you were blocking traffic, you were doing this, you were doing that, anything at all, you know, never once. Just totally just beat up, thrown in the car, and that was that. And then when they're saying when I got in the car that I broke one of the windows. That's what they're saying. So
right.
So the felony vandalism is because of the broken cop car window. I also have a misdemeanor willfully resisting arrest from God knows what. You know, I mean, what was I resisting? All the first one comes up to me, starts manipulating my wrist. Three others start jumping on me and throwing like knees into my back and knees into my legs, you know, and they all dragged me through this dirt. Like when I got to the station, I was just totally like coughing to no end, like because of all this dirt that was down my throat.
So they wanted you for he didn't even say anything. He just grabbed your ass and fucking dragged you through the ground.
He never said one thing. None of them said anything. Later on, like through the whole thing, they didn't come back to the car. Later on, I was sitting there for a while while they were still like pushing people back and getting people out of the street.
Right.
And never once. At one point, one cop, a higher ranking officer, I'm not exactly sure. I don't think it was a sergeant, but I could tell it was a higher ranking officer, comes up to me and says, "Hey, are you all right?" And then so I thought for a second. I was like, you know what? I don't even want to say anything to any of these guys, you know. But then I was like, you know what? Hey, because I totally recognized him from the very beginning when more cops started coming. I was like, hey,
was he in uniform?
What?
He was in uniform.
Oh yeah, he was in uniform.
Okay.
I was like, hey, did you ask me if I was all right when I was getting beat up over there? And you know, I was like, why don't you answer that question? And you know, and he was like, okay, you seem all right. I'm like, okay. But that was the only. I swear on my life, that was the only thing that was ever said to me, and throughout the whole thing.
Right.
You know, I then at the station, after the whole booking process, and after being in the holding cell for 6 to 8 hours, I get my charges, and then it says felony vandalism and resisting arrest. But
and they let you go on your own recognizance.
No, my bail was set at $5,000, and buddy of mine got a bail bondsman to do it on to do the 10%. So I got out on $500 then.
When's your court date?
Next Monday, the 6th. And the other guy who was arrested with me, who I was in the holding cell with the whole time, who got one of my charges, the willfully resisting arrest. His date is the 20th of June. So I'm sure both of our willfully resisting arrest charges. I asked that both of those charges get dropped. I'm not sure what's going to happen with the felony vandalism. I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't know. We'll see what happens with it.
I've been there in the past. Yeah, I kicked the door to a police car open. Well, that's what I did.
Yeah.
And I got charged with it, and I end up having to pay, I think, I don't know, a couple $100 or something later on. I don't think the DA would go for this. I mean, it's up to the DA now. It's up to them to decide if they want to go for these charges. And it sounds like the reason why did they arrest you? Why did they grab you? I mean, was it they didn't give you any vehicle code that you violated to begin with? Right, like you, whatever, you know.
Right, I mean,
it's just
totally
resisting arrest. Which what are you being arrested for?
Exactly.
And there's no reason there that you're being arrested. So, but it's fucked up. Is that, you know, you're being brutalized in this way? You know,
right.
Of course they're probably going to drop the charges unless they want to try to prove a point. You know, I don't know. But
right. I mean, I don't know what they're trying to prove.
That's why they tacked on the felonies, because they took your ass down and fucked you around and all that and. And they're trying to cover their own ass, I think.
Right, exactly. I mean, yeah, they can't just beat you up and then give you some traffic violation, like, you know, I mean that just wouldn't look good for them. You know, they got to up it a little bit.
Yeah, they definitely have to put resisting on there. I mean, that's what they did to Food Not Bombs for years and years and years. You know, they'd get you for resisting arrest immediately, for serving soup. You know. And I don't know. Anyway, we're talking to Peter here from Sacramento Critical Mass. He was arrested, charged with felony, as well as three other folks for misdemeanors in the May 27, 2005 ride in Sacramento, California. And I really thank you for taking this time to talk with me here on Free Radio Santa Cruz. And I hope the best. I hope everything works out. Your court date is on June 6th. In where in Sacramento? So folks might want to come out there and support.
If you could take a minute, I'll get my paperwork. I'm not exactly.
It's like,
it over on.
Was it downtown Sacramento?
Downtown Sacramento. You know what? It's somewhere on I Street. Something like 8th and I. I got to figure out for myself.
Folks can email sacmass@hotmail.com for more information.
That'd be great.
Yeah, and then the other court date is June 20th.
And if anybody's listening is in like the remote area, we want to make next month as big as possible. You know, we want to have a really big turnout. So we know some people from the Bay are interested. Some people from Modesto are interested. So if anyone is in the remote area, and can make it up to Sacramento, that'd be great to show the cops and to show the city that, you know, we want to ride.
Where do you meet?
Fremont Park, over on where is it? It's like, I think it's like 15th and D, something like that.
Okay.
I don't know. Again, if you
downtown,
if you email,
sacmass@hotmail.com.
Yeah, you can definitely get more details. I can't think of the exact cross street off the top of my head for Fremont Park. But it's not gonna be Cesar Chavez Park anymore. We're gonna meet at Fremont Park from now on.
Okay. We'll get someone.
But thank you very much. I really appreciate
sure.
the time to expose what happened last Friday and to have a voice of this situation.
All right. Well, thanks for talking with us. Again, we're talking to Peter from Critical Mass in Sacramento, who was arrested last week. And have a good day. And hopefully folks will come on out and support more Critical Mass.
Excellent. All right. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Take care.
You too.
Bye. Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org.
Everybody's wondering what they're gonna do. Everything's a mess and folks are feeling blue. If your troubles got you down so much you can't abide, get on that bicycle and ride. Yeah, get on that bicycle and ride. 'Neath the sunny skies or along the ocean side, just ride. Ride, 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 ride. They're doing it in Eugene, Havana, and Shanghai. Even folks in Boston town are giving it a try. Throwing out their gas tanks, the clean air by their side. Just get on that bicycle and ride. Yeah, get on that bicycle and ride. 'Neath the sunny skies or along the ocean side, just ride, 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 ride. It's good for your heart and it's good for your brain. When those fluorescent lights are driving you insane, your toes will tingle in your shoes when to the pedal they reply. Just get on that bicycle and ride. Yeah, get on that bicycle and ride. 'Neath the sunny skies or along the ocean side, just ride, 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 ride. You're having troubles with your lovers, the tandem's made for that. You'll work together wonderfully or else you'll just go splat. Gonna shut down Main Street, make the bike paths far and wide, and get on that bicycle. Ride. Yeah, get on that bicycle and ride. 'Neath the sunny skies or along the ocean side, just ride, 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 ride.